Hi, this is Ned Ryan, President of American Majority. Last week, I discussed defining your opponent before he or she defines you. This week, I want to discuss how you can use earned media to your benefit. Now, I'm sure we've all heard the adage that one should never argue with someone whose course of business includes buying inks in barrels. Perhaps this is overstated, but if you haven't realized it already, the media is not to be taken lightly. Even in the 21st century, with news sources and where we get our news being redefined by the internet, the mainstream media is still a force and will continue to be so for the foreseeable future. This is especially true when considering what is referred to as earned media, that is, media which is free because it is part of a story which the station or newspaper wants to run, as opposed to campaign advertising, which you pay for and will run regardless of whether the media is interested in the issue. I like to think of earned media as being the media you earned, free of charge, for actually giving something to the media that was newsworthy. So if you want to earn that free media, do something that's newsworthy. Be it television, radio, or print, earned media will play an important part of your campaign. The media will be a primary outlet for your message, and it is this message which will persuade voters that you should be elected. One way to be successful in working with the media is to view it as simply a tool in your campaign toolbox. If the tool will help you in a situation, great. If the tool is inappropriate for the job, keep it in the box. Now, utilizing earned media does take a lot of work. Reporters and editors who have been around for a while are keenly aware that politicians will try to take advantage of them to get their message out for free. Generally speaking, earned media arises in two ways. Either the media comes to you, or you go to them. This seems simple enough, but the two situations have to be handled differently. In both cases, your overall strategy is the same. Use the media to reach the people you want to reach. As we said before, the goal in working with the media is to get your message out. Obtaining earned media is not about getting the reporters or editors or your opponent's views to the public. There are going to be certain issues which you want to talk about, and certain issues that do not benefit you in the least. You must always have it in mind who you are talking to and why you're talking to them. Let's consider the case when the media is coming to you. Now, as an aside, if you're sitting in your campaign headquarters and a call comes from a reporter, one of the best things you can do is have someone in your organization screen the call and find out what the reporter wants to talk about. Reporters are used to this and will almost always tell you what's going on. You should have your staffer ask them, is there a deadline, what's the topic, and then have them tell the reporter that you'll call them back. If for some reason you, the candidate, pick up the phone, ask the same questions. Then say you're in the middle of something, you have something going on at the moment, can you call back in 10 minutes? In those 10 minutes, go through what you want to say, then pick up the phone and say what you want to say. Stay on message. One way to deal with this situation is to have a standard analysis which you mentally run through for every media opportunity. I would suggest this analysis consists of three questions. What is my message on this issue? What do I have to gain from talking with this reporter? And three, can I get my message out through this opportunity? Which I would answer on number three, you can always get your message out if you stay on message. Now, the first question to ask yourself is, what is my message on this issue? It's really more properly a part of your campaign strategy than an earned media issue. However, when dealing with reporters, you do need to grasp that what they are actually asking you may not be the real issue you need to be considering. This point can best be shown through this illustration. Let's say that a television reporter wants to talk about a popular state representative from the opposite party's plan to increase literacy in the state in partnership with the federal government. Let's assume that you see literacy as a state problem, but do not see a federal role. What is the issue here? Is it literacy? I'd suggest that in most situations, the issue is generally broader than what the reporter is making of it. For example, in the hypothetical, the issue is really education. Most people are not very concerned about the specifics of a literacy program, but are concerned about the education of their children, or of themselves for that matter. So what is your message on education? Let's assume that your position is something like, education works best when parents and local people are in control. Okay, so you've identified your message. It's time to move on to the second question to ask yourself when considering a media request. Now, after you identify the issue in your message, you have to ask yourself, what do I gain from talking to this reporter about this issue? You should probably consider another version of this question as well. What do I have to lose? Run through the issue in your mind. Ask yourself, is literacy, and more broadly speaking, education, something that I am campaigning on? Even though I have firm beliefs about this issue, is this something that I should be talking about? Try to anticipate the questions that might be put to you, such as, X percent of people in this district can't read. How would you, if elected, help them? Try to determine whether your message on this point could sound persuasive in this situation. Does your response sound cold-hearted, mean-spirited? Does talking about education really benefit you in any significant way? Remember that because education always polls very well, does sounding uncaring help you? I'm certainly not saying that you should change your position or that your position is unimportant. I'm just trying to highlight that you need to be wise about how and what you choose to talk about. Finally, you need to consider whether the particular opportunity being presented will actually be a means by which you can get your message to the people you want to get it to. Continuing our hypothetical interview request, the question becomes, will talking to this television reporter get my message of more local control over education to the people that we want to reach? Consider that the story will largely be about the program, the state representative, and maybe the incumbent. You will likely only be given about 3 seconds of airtime. Will this be enough time to persuade who you're trying to persuade? By now, you're probably seeing how difficult it is to work with the media in an effective way. But don't lose heart. One interview will seldom make or break you, especially if you think through your message before you start talking. In the above situation, if you choose to do the interview and the reporter is fair, you probably could get a decent clip on the evening news of you saying that education policy should be set by local people. However, you might just as well end up with a clip of you implying that education is not an issue, which probably does you very little good and, in fact, can be damaging. What you choose to do in this situation might just well come down to how badly you think you need exposure at the time. Many times, the issue will be right up your alley. For example, if a newspaper reporter comes to you and says that a state representative wants to utilize part of a local military base as a wildlife preserve, and you are very pro-defense, this is a great opportunity for you to get your message out. You might say something like this, I love the environment, but the first responsibility of the federal government is to provide for the defense of its people. Our military base is a crucial part of this endeavor. If our federal government was not neglecting the military, our base would be in an expansion mode. This would be good for our nation and good for the state. Now, all of these are just suggestions on how you can work on getting earned media and working on your messaging. In next week's podcast, I'll continue with this issue of earned media.